feel alright. I feel alright tonight. And I'll bring you Christmas contraband and ancient tea.
All right. Hi, everybody. Good morning. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We are live in the Allstate studio on the seventh floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with your opening bell at 5, and then Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. Our phone number is 312-981-7200 for talk and text, and it's 2 for Tuesday. Yeah, man, 2 for Tuesday. Get that going in a little while. One artist, two songs. You guys program all the music bumps that we hear on the show. We have a theme every day, and today is 2 for Tuesday. So get your twofers going. Request, text 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. You can follow us on Twitter at Nick D Show. The best way to stay connected, however, is on our Facebook page. And it's up, it's running, it's interactive, it's constantly alive while the show is going. And you can go to Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Like us and be a part of that. Facebook.com/Nick D Show. Hey, coming up in just a few minutes, a couple guys from the band Androgynous Mustache are going to join us. A good friend, Chris Anderson, is going to join us. Charlie Short from the band Androgynous Mustache. And they are going to be playing the 7th annual Warren Zevon Birthday Bash, which is going to be Thursday night, the 19th, at Space in Evanston. And these guys do a great job with the Warren Zevon Birthday Bash. God, I can't believe it's been 7 years that they've been doing this. But this is the 7th annual Warren Zevon Birthday Bash, so we're going to talk about the band. We're going to talk about Warren Zevon and so much more. And catch up with Chris. I haven't seen him in such a long time. So we'll have those guys live in studio. That'll be coming up in just a few minutes. We are going to talk about celebrities that you might not have known were related in some way. It's kind of a weird. I was taking a look at those, taking a cursory look at the list, and many of them, I'm like, they're related. And yes, in some way, there are two celebrities that you're not going to believe are related. And then we're going to start talking about family or sibling entertainers, and some of the more memorable ones from the past and present. You know, like your little Hemsworths. There's only two Hemsworths, right, Dan?
Well, as I was...
Oh, no, there's three.
There's
three.
But he's only big in Australia.
Right, because they had him on SNL. They brought out the other... when one of... I can't remember who was hosting. Liam, I believe, was... No? Who's... Chris is the Thor, right? Liam is the Hunger Games. So Chris is the Thor. So Chris was hosting, and he brought out Liam and then the other one. So there's three Helmsworthies. So we'll get to the famous siblings and family entertainers from the past as well. We're going to have another edition of Pop Up Video. Esmeralda and I will go head to head in another unbelievable edition of Pop Up Video, which means that you'll get to hear Esmeralda sing. And that means you'll get to see the neighborhood cats running around and screaming.
You also might see colors. Because of the high tones.
Is that what happens now? Because you did that, you know.
You could. It's a possibility.
You killed on that Whitney Houston song the last time we did this. You know, and you may have killed eardrums as well. So, all right. Well, that's coming up a little bit later on. So that's the show. Again, 312-981-7200 if you want to call in and participate. And if you would like to text in your 2 for Tuesday request, 312-981-7200. Let us officially say hello to my great producer, Dan Shagrew. Hi, Dan.
Howdy, Nick.
How are you, sir?
Good, man. How about yourself?
I'm all right. I thought it was the end of the world about 15 minutes ago. Esmeralda came in freaking out.
It's raining. It's January.
Well, not just raining, but I mean, lightning. Like, it was like a major downpour thunderstorm like it was April.
Right.
Like crazy. Like you couldn't see out the window. I looked out the window. I was like, what is going on out there? And I don't. Vic is busy in the newsroom, but we would like to say hello to Vic. To Vic Vaughn. He's in your newsroom all morning long, and he's awesome. So Vic's in the newsroom. And then the traffic hut is Esmeralda.
Hello?
Esmeralda Leon. Hi! What's going on?
Not much.
So you were in the newsroom, and you were looking at the TV screen, and you thought like the lightning was part of the reflection of the TV screen.
Right, and that was just like a flash from the window, like a reflection. And I turn, and I go, oh my gosh. It's really raining out there.
Yeah. And I don't, you know, I mean, I've got like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. I've got 6 windows, beautiful windows. Well, the windows aren't beautiful. They're just windows. But I've got 6 windows that surround behind me where I sit at the board here in the mic. And they're behind me, and I look outside. I can get a beautiful look out the windows, any one of these windows, and get a fantastic view of Michigan Avenue, mostly going north. I can, you know, because we're on that side of the building. But sometimes I just don't even look. I don't even, you know, look. And I wasn't looking. I was like watching something on the intranets on my, and all of a sudden I saw like behind me like lightning pop up, and I'm like, what? And when I turned, it was like Noah was outside going, come on, camels, get in the ark. I was like, what the? So why did I pick camels? Why?
That's a fine animal.
Sure,
you know what? It was the weird board games because the
camel. That's Joe it. Camel. The Joe Camel game.
The subliminal advertising works even.
See,
you know,
there is a pair of Joe camels.
There's a pair of Joe, and they were smoking cigarettes.
Do you think that was a problem on the wood ark?
Yeah, I bet. I bet Noah had to say, hey!
You just flicked him into the ocean.
Listen, you are literally responsible for the future of your species.
That's right.
Stop smoking,
and you might, like, burn up the boat, then we're all dead. So congratulations, camels.
We had kept the lions separate, but we don't have to.
That's right. My wife told me I shouldn't have taken the damn camels.
No, I left the unicorns. What am I thinking?
Was Noah married? I don't know.
Yes, Noah was married.
What was his wife's name?
I do not know his wife's name.
All right. Well, wait a minute. You're Catholic, man.
I don't know every wife in the Bible.
I just called you Catholic, man. Like you have a cape with a big C on your chest.
Right. I defeat evildoers with my Bible.
Just walk around with a flask full of holy water. Catholic man. All right.
Able to recite all the wives of biblical figures in a single bow.
Every wife in the Old Testament and the New Testament. That's right. He's Catholic man. You think somebody from Marvel is listening right now and we're going to get some money?
Sure.
They're going to buy that character?
I can see that.
All right. Well, anyway. So crazy weather. Crazy. It's fine now. Now it like nothing happened. I'm looking out on Michigan Avenue right now, and the streets are wet, but everything is like, oh. 15 minutes ago, you know, there were horses in the sky. There were horsemen in the sky. Now, when does that happen? That's in Book of Revelations, right, Catholic man?
That is correct, okay. Yes. Good job.
Hey, I went to Luther North, man. My religion classes were very, very, they were great.
Obviously.
They were fantastic. They weren't taught by the football coaches, no. Who would go, all right, memorize the books of the Bible. I'll see you later. I'm going to be in the back smoking camels. You memorize the books of the Bible. All right, we're going to watch Godspell. So I'm going to go get the AV. We're going to go get the giant video cassette recorder. And I'll wheel it in, and you guys will watch Godspell. And that takes, they would like, you know, that would be like a week. Because Godspell's like 2 hours long, and the class was like 40 minutes. So that's like almost a whole week of classes right there. The coach would go, all right, here's a videotape of Godspell. You guys watch that. I'll be outside. I'll be in the break room. We'll do this all week long. And then next week, we're going to watch the miniseries. What was the miniseries about Jesus? Jesus of Nazareth. That's what it was. Okay, we're going to watch Jesus of Nazareth, which was a miniseries, which would take care of a half a semester. Because they would just put that on. I can't tell you the number of times I've seen Godspell. Did you ever, Esmeralda, have you ever seen Godspell?
I didn't go to Luther North. So
no, but you know this. I mean, you know the movie, right? The musical.
I haven't seen it. No.
Day by day, oh dear Lord, three things I pray. You don't remember Day by Day?
Did not see it.
Oh, man. Yeah, I got to see that movie about 50 times during my 4 years in high school. Jesus of Nazareth. Fantastic. I'm trying to think of some.
You guys should have put it on as a school musical.
Oh, yeah. No, they did. They did a musical of Godspell's a very popular. It's a very popular
Were you in
musical.
It?
No. What are you kidding?
Yeah, I mean, you watched it so many times.
I mean, you did have the hair and the beard for a while, right?
Yeah. And it's actually coming back. I'm letting my hair grow.
Yeah. Yeah.
I'm starting to look like a lunatic now. I got a shower today, and I was like, what's going on with this? Because I've got, like, the crazy beard now, and now my hair's getting long, and I'm starting to look like a lunatic. What was it I think my dad said to me, like, about 10 years ago? No, longer than 10 years ago when I had, like, really long hair. Like, 20 years ago when I had, like, really, really long hair. My dad said to me, he goes, how come every time it gets so close to Easter, you start looking like Jesus? So, yeah, I didn't even realize that. So that, by the way, was my go-to Halloween costume every year. Just wrap myself in a bed sheet, walk around barefoot, and then that was my costume. And I've often said this, if you can't think of a costume on Halloween, get a rainbow wig. You know, the crazy rainbow wig? Get a rainbow wig and just make a sign that says John 3:16. There you go. There's your costume. You're the John 3:16 dude. What's it? His name is like Rainbow Wig, right? Or Rainbow Man was his nickname?
I didn't realize there was only one guy.
Oh, I thought there was just one. I thought he traveled around and went to all the sporting events and stood behind, you know, like the backboard at basketball games and would hold up John 3:16 signs.
There was a documentary about this man.
Yeah.
Just known as the, yeah.
I think he's just called like Rainbow Head or something.
His nickname was the Rainbow Man and his real name was Roland Stewart.
Okay. Yeah, and he was at every... Esmeralda, are you aware of this guy? Did you know about this guy? The John 3:16 dude?
That sounds familiar.
He would show up at all, like, major sporting events.
I didn't know it was one guy.
I thought it was, you know, maybe it was more than one guy, but there was one, like, there was a main dude, you know, and he was Rainbow Man. And you would see him at sporting events holding up the John 3:16 sign. He was always there. So, I don't think anybody has picked up the mantle on Rainbow Man. Does anybody do that? Do you see that?
I've seen the sign. I haven't seen people with a rainbow wig.
Yeah. Okay. And what is that quote, Catholic man?
For God so loved the world, he sent his only son.
Ladies and gentlemen, Catholic man.
There you go.
What does that have to do with sports?
Well, you're supposed to, you know, you don't lose sight of how important that is at this dumb sporting event. It's much more important to know that quote than it is to see who's going to win the Celtics game. That was his point, was don't forget about this.
Oh, I thought it related to the game.
I know.
It's considered the verse that represents the entire Bible.
Yeah, and what it means and how, if you accept Christ, that's what the whole, that's
wait,
the thing.
So his big thing was just get people to read the Bible or learn?
Or to look at that quote and have it mean something to you.
Oh.
As a Christian.
Oh, I thought it
Jeez,
was...
Jeez, I'm starting to sound like Catholic man now. What?
I thought, because it said, like, his only son.
Way to go, Noah.
I thought it meant because of the only son bit was like, pay attention to the quarterback. He's your only son.
Oh, man. No.
No? Okay.
No, that's not what it means. Pay attention to the quarterback.
You know what I mean?
Because he's your only son?
Like, what is
that it?
Something only son?
Yes, for God so loved the world, he sent his only son.
He sent his only son, so maybe they're like, the quarterback. He's, you know, prize.
So
that's what I thought. I don't know.
Man. All right, there you go. Fair enough. Catholic man is shaking his head right now, but...
I'm not.
No, he's not.
Because Jesus tells us to love all.
Jesus is the quarterback. He is the quarterback on the field, actually, right?
Throws a hell of a Hail Mary.
Oh, man. All right, we have to break here. Chris Anderson and Charlie Short from the band Androgynous Mustache are going to join us. They're playing the 7th annual Warren Zevon Birthday Bash at Space in Evanston this Thursday. We'll talk all about it. Yeah, man. It's Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Patrick, as part of his first Two for Tuesday, the first Two for Tuesday of the morning. Two for Tuesday! You want your requests. One artist, two songs, 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. Patrick requested Triumph. Yeah, man, Triumph. And that is the song Bringing It On Home. Esmeralda, guess where Triumph is from?
Canada.
That's exactly right.
Thank you.
By the way, did you get the Saga video I sent you? I messaged you a Saga video, Esmeralda.
I either blocked it out.
It was a
or just didn't even watch. I was like,
it was a live performance at a festival in Canada with about 80,000 people in the crowd from 1985, and it featured Simmons pads. So I just wanted you to, you didn't have to watch the whole thing. I just wanted you to see that the Simmons pads did exist in the world of Saga. It was from their fantastic song. It was their fantastic song, Wind Him Up, from the album Worlds Apart, which your friend is familiar with.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I have no idea why I found that. You know what? I was on the YouTube. What was I looking for in the morning? I can't remember. I was looking for a Jackie Gleason interview from, because Jackie Gleason, the rerun for Johnny Carson was Jackie Gleason, was his only appearance from 1985. And then I knew that he had done an appearance, I believe it was on Dick Cavett. So I went to YouTube and I was like looking for it to see if it was on YouTube. And you know how YouTube suggests things that you might like?
Mm-hmm.
That saga video popped up. So it popped up and I was like, yes, you suggested correctly. I do enjoy Saga live in front of 80,000 Canadians with their Simmons pads. Simmons drums. I don't want to get the, Dan, you'd have to field all the texts and the calls of drummers getting mad. Good thing I didn't say Simmons pads while Chris was here. He would have punched me in the mouth. All right. Hey, a little bit later on, Esmeralda and I are going to go head-to-head again in another radio version of the game, the video VH1 pop-up video pop-up game. Dan, do you remember how the last one ended? Oh, you'd have to ask Skip.
Yeah, I'd have to ask Skip, but I think on his way out of retirement, as I was walking back into the booth,
yeah,
I think you eked it out with, like, the last question, if memory serves correctly.
Is that what happened? Esmeralda, do you remember who won, or we tied?
Was it a tie?
I thought it
was.
Was
that the first one? I don't remember.
I don't know. I don't remember.
I won it completely.
Yes, you won it by 50. It was 50 to nothing.
It's a quick game. Skip really got through those questions.
He went lightning fast. He went to Evelyn Wood. You guys remember Evelyn Wood? Were you too young?
I took a version of it.
You did?
Yep.
At school or?
At Wright College offered like a day class of it.
Well, what? Okay, for people who don't know, Esmeralda, do you know what?
No, a lady? I don't know.
Okay, Evelyn Wood is this woman who started Evelyn Wood Speed Reading Course. Okay? And it was massive in the 70s. It was like an commercial where you could learn to read books. And, like, you could read War and Peace in 15 minutes. It was like there was like a technique. And if you looked at the old commercials for Evelyn Wood Speed Reading, it looked like, you know, somebody would just take their, like, middle finger and sort of, like, rub it down the page and then turn the next page. And, you know, and you could read War and Peace in 15 minutes. So it was the Evelyn Wood Speed Reading Course. And the commercials were everywhere on television in the 70s. Everywhere. Vic, do you remember Evelyn Wood Speed Reading Course?
I know exactly what you're talking about, and I can even tell you what the basic premise behind the technique was.
Okay, so you guys, Dan and Vic, know the technique.
I can't do it, but I know what it is.
Well, Dan, how did it work for you?
I found that, like, I felt like I was missing too much by doing their technique, but, like, just getting into that rhythm made me a faster reader in general.
Oh, so really?
It worked, but I don't think I was as fast as people who fully use the technique, but.
Well, in the commercial, it was insane.
Yeah.
In the commercial, people would flip through the pages like it was ridiculous. Vic, what is the technique? Do you
correct me if I'm wrong, Dan, but basically it's to train you to look at the words instead of reading them.
What?
Right. So it's like the idea of like a photographic memory type thing.
It's easier said than done.
Where it's just you're not, you know, when you're reading, you're comprehending every word.
And you're saying it in your mind.
Right.
You're supposed to skip all that and just look like you can, with the technique, you can absorb an entire paragraph by just in a second.
Right. You're looking at it and you see words, and then in your head you start to fill in the blank.
I really wish you could see me and Esmeralda
It's very similar to Rosetta Stone's theory.
Okay.
It's very similar because the Rosetta Stone process of learning a language is instead of taking the word in the language that you're trying to learn and saying it in your mind and then defining it into your language and then speaking it, that takes a long time. You're supposed to kind of just hear the word and know its meaning and say its meaning instead of going through that translation. That takes up time. I prefer to absorb every word that the author put on the page.
I would too.
Do you even comprehend? When you look at the word?
Well, you know, their theory is kind of to the point, is that you're smarter than you think you are, and you'll figure it out. You'll pick it up, and you know, it'll be like saying, well, when my family and I went to the circus and we saw an elephant, obviously we were at Ringling Brothers and Baylor and Bailey.
Not anymore.
Well, not anymore, but but like, obviously that's the first thing you think of. So it's like,
oh, I see.
So you're just like, in theory, you don't have to read the last part of the sentence because you obviously know where it's going. But it could have been a different circus in the book if it's a fictional circus.
Could have been Johnny's Circus.
Right. Johnny's Circus and Freak Show accent. So that's part of the reason why I didn't like it. Was just like, well, yeah, you can assume it's that way, but if it's not, you know.
Then you're not getting the author's point.
Right.
Okay. By the way, the phones are ringing now. We have Evelyn Wood graduates now calling in. How did this come up? How did we get to Evelyn? Oh, because Dan. Oh, because Skip Skipley got through 50 questions. That's how it happened. Because Skip's the last time we played pop up video. Skip Skipley got through 50 questions, and then I mentioned that he went to Evelyn Wood. Okay, but yeah, Esmeralda, the commercials. I'm not kidding you. The commercials were everywhere. Like,
I mean, that sounds familiar. They've probably had versions of it.
Well, you know, I'm sure it still exists.
You know, in the years.
Yeah, I'm sure it still exists, but, I mean, they don't buy the kind of time they used to. Because in the 70s, it was every commercial break, there was a damn Evelyn Wood, you know, between Ginsu Knives, you know, and Elvis Records, you know, after Elvis died, for like 2 years after Elvis died, every 15 minutes, they were like, the new Elvis collection. How can it be new? He's dead.
Well, no one reads anymore anyway, so.
Well, that's nice and depressing. We have somebody who took the Evelyn Wood speed reading course. It's Paxton on WGN. Hey, Paxton.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, what's up?
Good topic. Yeah, I'm an English major back in the 70s at Xavier University, and we all had to take it as English majors. And when you went to the course, they had you read out of Jane Eyre for just a couple of minutes, and then they would take the book and flip it upside down. And now you no longer focused on one word. You focused on the whole page. And it was just amazing how that released you from that focusing on one word.
All right, hold on a second. So you would look at it upside down?
Yeah, it was a trick. They would have you read a tough novel like Jane Eyre.
Yeah.
And you were reading it, and then they would take the book and turn it upside down. And now you couldn't really read it.
No.
But your mind no longer looked at single words. They looked at groups of words. And then, doggone it, after a while, after doing it for about a week, you could read upside down.
That seems insane.
Doggone if it didn't work. The thing is, though, the English department scrapped it after 1 year because you can't read poetry. You can't read Jane Eyre like that. It should take you 5 minutes to read one page.
Right.
You're reading great literature.
So maybe something like Paxton, maybe it would be helpful if you're trying to put something together from IKEA and you're reading instructions.
Yeah, I think so. Reading the newspaper. John Kennedy had that ability to read half a dozen newspapers in 20 minutes.
Wow.
And he did that technique.
Okay. Wow. All right. Okay, yeah. Paxton, thanks, man. Thanks for the insight.
Okay.
Take care.
Love the show.
Thank you, buddy. Wow. All right, Esmeralda, you and I are going to have to start reading upside down.
It seems hard. I'll just read.
We have a guest coming on it soon on the show who wrote a book called the Fourth of the Three Musketeers, and it's about the Marx Brothers, and it's a massive tome. It's just huge, and it doesn't even cover the Marx Brothers movie career. This is all about what they did beforehand and on the stage, and it's like a 6-pound book.
It is massive, yes.
And the font is like 0.1. So there's a lot of stuff in this book. And, you know, I try to, every time I have a guest on who's written a book, I pride myself on the fact that, I read the entire book before I have them on. That's, you know, it's only, I learned that from Roy Leonard. If you're going to have an author on, you know, have the decency to read the book before you interview them. A lot of, you know, there's a lot of interviews who don't. And they, you know, they read from press releases or whatever, and they do the bullet points. I think it's unfair to have a guest on who wrote a book and you don't read it. I'm going to have to tell this person that I'm not going to be able to finish the book before we interview him. And I, you know, so I'll be like, I can ask you half the questions that I had in mind because, but this is one of those books where, you know, Dan, maybe I should read it upside down and see what happens.
It's kind of appropriate for a Marx Brothers book. Isn't
You're
it?
Absolutely right. All right. Anyway, we got a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about celebrities you didn't know were related, and celebrity siblings and entertainment families. And if you want to jump in, 312-981-7200. We were talking about the Hemsworthies a little bit earlier. And, of course, you know, you've got the Jacksons and the Osmonds and all that. 312-981-7200.